I was 32 when I first used a rake and dug my hands deep into soil. In 2016, 3 weeks after my daughter was born, we moved out of London to a town in the British countryside, and for the first time in adult life, I lived in a house with a garden. Soon after, by some luck, a nearby allotment became free. Starting off easy, we planted some manky old potatoes from our vegetable bag that had started sprouting green nodules. A few months later, I wrenched up the plants that had grown half a metre high and started digging. Avenues of black soil revealed moon after moon of luminous potato, so I planted more. An abundance of acid green parsley, a blush of bright pink radishes, trumpets of butternut squash flowers spilling over and tumbling here and there. As my time outside increased, I quickly noticed two things. First, my baby daughter seemed to like eating soil. Second, during and after time spent in the allotment or the garden, I felt happy, upbeat, less stressed, and generally more positive. Initially, I put it down to the physical exercise, time to myself, the curious magic of botany, another date venue for my rekindled relationship with the natural world. In fact, there was likely to be a biological reason too, at least in part. I saw a poster on a Facebook parenting group. Get dirty, it proclaimed. Exposure to soil bacteria, Mycobacterium vaccae, is like a natural antidepressant, activating brain cells that improve mood, reduce anxiety, and facilitate learning. True or woo? A user had asked the group. Most responded with anecdotal stories, and though there was a good deal of scepticism, someone wrote that as far back as the 1760s, soil was thought to have a curative effect on the mentally ill. In 2004, Mary O'Brien, an oncologist at the Royal Marsden in Surrey, England, discovered something fascinating by accident. She created a serum that contained Mycobacterium vaccae, a species of bacteria found in soil. In close-up photographs, colonies looked like mouldy, spotty, yellow growths. She wanted to see if the bacterium could boost the immune systems of her lung cancer patients and thus prolong their lives because of its immunoregulatory effects, which were discovered in the 1990s. It didn't help them to live longer, but, strangely, those who received the immunisation reported feeling happier. Separately, a neuroscientist called Dr. Christopher Lowry was working at the University of Bristol, studying the antidepressant-like effects of the bacterium Mycobacterium vaccae. He heard about O'Brien's findings and began to hypothesise that an immune response to Mycobacterium vaccae stimulates the brain to create more serotonin, the happy chemical that antidepressant pills are designed to boost. He immunised mice with Mycobacterium vaccae to find out more and reported that the immunised mice had a response to the bacterium which could communicate to the brain and activate a group of serotonin neurons in the dorsal raphe nucleus, a structure in the midline of the brainstem. Inside this nucleus, serotonin-releasing cells are linked directly to the limbic system where emotions are generated. This system is thought to play a crucial role in coping with stress. He tested the mice's stress levels by dropping them in a little swimming pool. Happy mice swim, stressed mice don't, according to previous research, and these Mycobacterium vaccae mice enjoyed a dip. At the time, Lowry told the BBC, "These studies help us understand how the body communicates with the brain and why a healthy immune system is important for maintaining mental health. They also leave us wondering if we shouldn't all spend more time playing in the dirt." Since then, Lowry has spent years studying the impact of Mycobacterium vaccae as a clinical application. Shifting his focus from allergies to psychological disorders, Lowry and his team wondered if Mycobacterium vaccae could suppress inappropriate inflammation within cells, thus preventing negative outcomes of stress and post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD-like syndromes. And it did. Mice injected with the bacterium exhibited fewer anxiety or fear-like behaviours and were 50% less likely to have stress-induced colitis. Currently, Lowry is trialling the effects of immunoregulatory bacteria on people with PTSD to see if it could buffer the side effects from high-stress situations such as combat. The $64,000 question, as Lowry put it when we spoke, was exactly how bacteria like Mycobacterium vaccae impact the brain to increase stress resilience. Scientists were studying sensory pathways to find out more. One possibility is that Mycobacterium vaccae changes the phenotype, the physical properties and characteristics of immune cells which migrate to the brain and regulate emotional behaviour. Lowry and his team also identified a small molecule in the bacterium which could prevent allergic asthma when injected. "We suspect that this is just one molecule out of hundreds," he said. "If you think about the whole scale of our microbiome, it's unimaginable how many molecules like this there must be."